Alright, beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, we are up to Sif Dalet. We're on page 92, the second line. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalet, Osir litom kulum kodem shekadesh. It is osir to taste anything before you make kiddush. Afilu mayim, even water. Vafilu imhischil mibodyom tzarach lahafsik. Even if you started eating while it was still day on Friday, you have to stop when it comes time for kiddush. What do you do? Shepores mapa umekadesh. You spread out a tablecloth over the bread that is there, and you make kiddush. V'im hayu shosim yayin tchila. If during the achila that you were doing before, you were drinking wine, eino omer ela kiddush bolvad below birchas hayayin. Then, when you pause your suda in the middle to make kiddush, you don't have to make a bracha on the wine. You only have to make the bracha of kiddush. V'achakach mevarach birchas hamotzi, and then you have to make a new birchas hamotzi. If you're pausing your suda to start making kiddush for Shabbos, and you have no wine and you're making kiddush on the bread, in that case you would not make a new hamotzi. Some argue on the first point, and they say even if you're making kiddush on the wine, you also will not make a new hamotzi. And we'll see all the details now as we go through the Mishavura. If katan yud aleph. The first point the Shulchan Aruch told us is that it's usher to taste anything before you make kiddush. Says the Mishabura, v'zeu rak issa d'rabanan. This is an issa d'rabanan. V'atam, the reason is, kevan d'chiyav shel kiddush chal olav miyad d'chnisa Shabbos. Since the chiyav of kiddush is chal on you immediately when Shabbos comes in, v'afilu lo kiva olav Shabbos behedyo, even if you were not makabel Shabbos explicitly, d'kevan shenasa safi chashecha, because once it comes, a safi that maybe it is dark, memela chal olav Shabbos, memela, it's Shabbos now. V'im kibu olav Shabbos afilu adayin yom gadol din ahachi. And if you will makabel Shabbos even earlier while it's still daytime, it has the same din that you will be usher to eat. V'im rotza lakabel Shabbos mibod yom ulakadish v'lechol. If you want to be makabel Shabbos early and make kiddush and eat the suda, ulhispalal arvis achakach balayla, and then you want to daven marav later at night, Rasha, you're allowed to, and that's actually the eitzah that we had from Rav Yoshev and from Shlomo Zalman. If you want to have the suda earlier, not to daven earlier, they held you shouldn't daven earlier, but you could be mekabel Shabbos, make kiddush, have the suda earlier, daven marav later. Ubitnai sheyeh chatzi shah kodem zman marav. However, you have to make sure that when you're eating, that you start eating at least a half hour before marav, like we learned earlier in Siman Reish Lamed Hei Sif Beis. I'd like to look at note number 24, the last paragraph. On that which we said, you can mekabel Shabbos while it is still day, and the chi of kiddush comes, it's usher to eat. V'isha hamargisha kodem ha'adloko shetzmeya hilamayim. A woman who feels before she lights candles that she's thirsty, ela sheyireh shema yavor hazman, but she's afraid that maybe the zman is going to pass if she drinks, umishum kach madlika neiros, and therefore she's lighting the candles first while she is thirsty. Maybe that's considered a time of need. And she could like the neiros al tnai that she's going to drink afterwards, like we learned earlier. Now, we said earlier that you can make a tnai when you light hadlaka, but only b'shas ha-tzarech. And therefore, the chiddush here is that this would be considered a tzarech, that she's very thirsty and she doesn't have a chance to drink before hadlaka. She can make a tnai that she's going to drink afterwards. Back to the Mishavura Sivkot on Yudbeis. Why can't she make kiddush before she does the hadlaka? Because she's...
Do without a tnai,
but let her make kiddush. In a chanami, she could make kiddush. In a let's say she doesn't have what to make kiddush on, she just wants to get a drink of water, she doesn't have that available, but in a chanami. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vayter and Sifkot and Yudbeis, it's usher to eat anything, kodem sheyakadesh, v'afilu ein lo elo kos echad, even if a person has only one kos, yakadesh olav v'yavarech birchas hamazon below kos. You should make kiddush with that one kos, and you should say benching without a kos. Hainu afilu l'man desvirle birchas hamazon to in a kos. Even the filim and omer that we learned about in Chiluk Beis that requires a kos for birchas hamazon, kiddush overrides it. Use the kos for kiddush and not for benching. V'lo yochal kodem shekadesh, and definitely do not eat before you make kiddush. This applies afilu mayim. You can't even have water before you make kiddush. However, v'shari lirchotz piv b'mayim, you can wash your mouth out with water. Kevon de'enu mechaven lahanos ti'ima. Since you are not intending for any pleasure in the tasting, you can wash your mouth out. Now, there's a very important note over here, a very lemaisa psak in note 25. Umitam ze kosav minchas yitzchok shemisha kibel Shabbos kodem ben hashmashos. One who was makabel Shabbos early before ben hashmashos. V'rotzo lakachas kadur neged ke'evim. He wants to take a pill to avoid his pain, mutter lo letzorech kach lishtos ma'at mayim af kodem kiddush. For the purposes of taking a pill, he would be allowed to take a little bit of water with his pill before kiddush. Kevan she'em b'shtia zu hana. He learns that from the Mishnah Berurah that we say it's not, there's no hanos te'ima over there when you're just rinsing your mouth out. Here also, if you're just taking a pill, there is no hano in that shtia, and therefore it will be permissible. The Oda, furthermore, he says, she'esh deo shekodem tfilas arvis ein iser te'ima. Some say that before Mariv, there's no iser te'ima anyway. Ulekach yesh lahakel badover, therefore you can be lenient. But on the tzad that we're going with the Mishnah Berurah says that you're not be mechavin hanos te'ima, so why does he say dafka if you mekabel Shabbos before Ben Hashmashos? I assume because you can't take medicine on Shabbos, so you're avoiding the taking medicine after Ben Hashmashos. It's an earlier time where the medicine would be more lenient. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vayter in Sefkotin Yudalat Tzarech Lahafsik. If you started a Suda before Shabbos started, you have to stop your Suda in the middle and be Poreis Mapu Mekadesh. Sefkotin Yudalat. The Afa Gav the Hislo Beheter. Even if you started your Suda at a time where you were allowed to, Shani Hocho da Kiddush Shayach LaSuda. Normally we say you can finish up if you started Behete, but over here it's different because the Kiddush is Shayach to the Suda that you're having right now. Ulechatchila Itkun Sheikadish Kodem Suda Ubimakom Suda. And the Chatchil, they established that you should make Kiddush before the Suda and in the place of the Suda. And therefore, it's the halacha is that you have to stop your Suda. Sefkotan Tezvav Upores Mapa Umakadish. Lechasos Apas Ad Achar Kiddush. You cover the bread until after Kiddush. The achakach yisirena, and then they'll remove the mapa. Kihechi disisroe the also hasuuda hashtel liyikri the Shabbos. So it should give the appearance that the suuda is coming now for the covet of Shabbos. The afim lo yoshav adayin lechol. Even if you didn't start your suuda earlier, gam kein dina hachi, the same halacha applies that tzarach prisas mapa beis hakiddush. As we know, you have to cover the challah during kiddush, like we'll see later in Siftes. Elo the kamash malam bezed, the chiddush over here is the avshu beemza achiloso dai beprusas mapa, that even though you're in the middle of a suda, it's enough just to cover the chalos and the kiddush. We said if you had been drinking wine already, so when you stop your suda midway to make kiddush, you make kiddush, but you don't make the bracha on the yayin. Says the Mishnah Berurah to Zayin below Birchas Hayayin, the kevan de beirach kvar besocha suuda betchilas tiyoso, since you already made a bracha on the wine during your suda, in the beginning of your drinking, shuv ein tzarech levarach ato bari piragofen kol makiddush. Therefore, you do not need right now another bari piragofen before your kiddush. V'hu adin she'ein tzarech levarach al yayin shebesoch hasuda. Not only would you not need a bracha on the wine of kiddush right now, but if you continue drinking wine afterwards, you also will not need another bracha on the wine. D'ho ein shum hesach hadas ben shtiyas hakos shel kiddush l'shtiyas hayayin shebesoch hasuda. There is no hesach hadas between this kos of kiddush now and what you're having during the suda, and therefore if this kos did not require a bari piragofen, and that which you're drinking into the suda would also not require a bracha. We're going to look at note number 28 over here, an interesting thing that Rav Moshe Feinstein says. V'ochiach mikan v'shal shen shuvas igris Moshe, shebirchas ha-gefen eino b'shvil ha-kiddush. The fact that we're saying over here, make kiddush, but don't say b'ar piragofen, we see that the b'ar piragofen is not coming for kiddush. Elo b'shvil shtiyas ha-yayin b'lvad. It's simply that you have to drink wine by kiddush, so you need for the drinking of the wine, you need the ha-gefen, but it's not for kiddush. One who made a mistake when he was making kiddush, and instead of saying b'ayit pragofen, he said shahako. Kevan shemu'ila bracha zu lifter as hayayin midin brichas anenin. Since, as we know, shahako covers everything, so midin brichas anenin, the shahako is okay in the place of the hagofen. Yotzei dechovas kiddush. That's good enough for your kiddush. You made a shahako. You said the bracha of kiddush. You're good to go. V'hosav, and he adds on shahu adin misha shachach v'kiddush al yayin below bracha klal. Let's say you went to make kiddush and you forgot to make a b'ayit pragofen and you went right into kiddush. V'nizkir rak la'achar shegomar l'shtoso, and you realize your mistake only after you finish drinking already. Sheyotze yidei chovas kiddush, it will not affect your kiddush because again, the kiddush does not require b'ayit pragofen. It's tam b'rachas anenin on drinking the wine. So if you drank it already, so you missed the b'rachas anenin, but you still yotze your bracha of kiddush. V'chein mishal oshama me'amekadesh es b'rachas b'ayit pragofen. Another very important afkamina is if you miss the bracha b'ayit pragofen by the person that's making kiddush, the Ola Tzion writes, Sheyotze yidei chovas kiddush, you still yotze the chiyuv of kiddush. Elishem yirtze lito me'ayayim, but avada, if you want to drink from the wine afterwards, yitzarech loshuv levarachalov, you have to make a b'ayit pragofen because you weren't yotze the b'ayit pragofen. But not hearing the agofen will not affect your chiyuv of kiddush because the diuk that the Moshe makes from over here is that the agofen is a birchas hanenin alone. It's not connected to the actual kiddush. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Vayitis of Kodesh Yozayin."
What about by day when that's the only thing? it's only a bracha.
So the vada will be affected. That's the kiddush. Here there's a bracha of kiddush and there's a bracha of, and if that's the kiddush, so then you're not yotze kiddush unless you hear it. That would be for sure. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter and Sifkat Yudzayin. Even though we said you won't need a Bar Pragafen before the Kiddush, because you're relying on the Bar Pragafen you made already during the Suda, but a Hamotzi, even though you made one earlier, you will have to make a new Hamotzi. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why is that? Sifkat in Yudzayin. Hainu kishabo ligmar achakal suuda. So when you come now to complete your suda, mevarach birchas hamotzi mechadosh, you'll make a new bracha of hamotzi. The eino yotze behamotzi shedeach betchilas asuda. You'll not be yotze with the bracha of hamotzi you made in the beginning of the suda. Why? Lefisha kiddush shembentayim shayatzorich lo omro mipnei shenesar baachila atchi kadesh zeha vehefsek. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the kiddush that you had to make in the interim, because you were usher to eat without the kiddush, so that kiddush itself creates a hefsek. Lufikach tzaruch levarach shenis birchas hamotzi. Therefore, you have to make a new bracha of hamotzi afterwards. Ubirchas hamozon rak pam achas b'sof asuda. One benching at the end of the entire suda would suffice. Ma she'en ken kishe'en lo yayin, which is not the case that the mechaber discussed afterwards. If you have no wine for kiddush, umekadosh al pas, and now you're making kiddush on the bread, shezman birchas hamotzi shlohu kodem kiddush. Now the bracha of the hamotzi is like kiddush. You make a bracha of the hamotzi, and then you make kiddush. So now the bracha of hamotzi is coming before the kiddush. V'lo haya adayin hefsek, and you haven't had a hefsek before this. Sheyed sarach mach mazel levarach shenis, that would require a new hamotzi. Therefore, you wouldn't need another bracha of hamotzi. Again, to summarize what the Mishnah Berurah just told us, he explained the psak of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says that if you pares mapa in the middle of the Suda to be Mekadesh, you do not require a new Bari Piragofen, because you're still considered as a Hemshech from your original Hagofen, but the Kiddush itself is a Hefsek, and you will require a new Hamotzi afterwards. But if you're baking Kiddush on the bread, so there's no Kiddush that's being Mafsek, you're just making a Hamotzi for the Kiddush and making the Bracha of Kiddush, that Hamotzi will not be necessary, since the only reason we said you have to make a new Hamotzi is because the Kiddush is Mafsek, but this Hamotzi is before the Kiddush, therefore it's not Mafsek, you can rely on the original Hamotzi you made in the beginning of the Suda. And says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sifkat in Yudches, this was the Yesh Omrim, the Mechaber brought down at the end, Sha'afke Shemekadesh al Hayayin Einam Mevarach Hamotzi. There are those who say that even if you make Kiddush on the wine and you didn't need a bracha of Hagofen, you also won't need a bracha of Hamotzi afterwards. The Svir Lahu, because they hold the Kiddush Lo Avi Hefsek, they say Kiddush is not a Hefsek. The Kevan, the Safe Brachos L'Hokil, and since we always go L'Kula L'Gabe Brachos, Yesh Litvos Ka Yesh Omrim, Mishigoti Yesh Omrim, and therefore in this case, not only will you not make a Bar Piragofen before the Kiddush, you also will not make a Hamotzi after the Kiddush. Continues the Mechaber Vayter and says, hey, Shnayim Shoyu Shosim, two people were sitting and drinking. V'omru Bo Unekadesh Kiddush Hayom. And they said, let's make Kiddush, let's be Mekadesh Yom, let's accept Shabbos. Nesar Aleim Lishtos. They are now forbidden to drink Achi Akachu until they make Kiddush. They're locked into the Chi of Kiddush and they're usher to drink till then. V'imratzu Lachzor V'lishtos Kodem Shi Akachu. And if they decide they're going to do the wrong thing and they're going to drink before making Kiddush, Afal Pi She'enem Rashoim, even though they're not allowed to, Tzrichim Lachzor U'levarech Tchila Bari Piragofen V'achar Kach Yishtu. They would have to go back and make another Piragofen and then drink. No, it's really they shouldn't drink. They should wait for Kiddush, because once they said, let's make Kiddush, let's be Mekadesh Yom, they're locked into making Kiddush before they drink. But if they choose to drink incorrectly, so then they would require a Bar Piragofen on the Shtiyah. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah here before we go to the Ramah, because the Ramah switches gears a little bit over here. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Yutes, V'omru, Bo, in the Kaddish, they say, let's go make Kiddush. Umayri Hochami Bodyom. This halacha is a little different than Sifdalet. Sifdalet, it became Shabbos. In Sifei over here, early they said, let's be Makabel Shabbos. The ilu b'svei chashecha, because if it was already a safek chashecha, it was already shkia, the kosher came b'vadei chashecha, certainly if it was already tisa gochavim, afilu lo amru bo nakadish, then even if they didn't say, let's go make kiddish, memeilo chal chovas kiddish, automatically the chi of kiddish is chal, v'osr lechol v'lishtos, and it'll be osr for them to eat and drink, kemosha kosa b'sifdal, like we just mentioned in Sifdalad. We just learned that if Shabbos comes, you have to stop eating until you make Kiddush. We're discussing over here, Shabbos didn't come, but you said, let's accept Shabbos, so that asks you from drinking until you make Kiddush. Sifkaton chaf achi yikachu, da'idea miras bo nekadish, through those words of let's make Kiddush, chola aleim chovas Kiddush hayom, that places upon you the requirement to make Kiddush, v'nasar aleim lishos, and becomes forbidden for you to drink. The imratzu, and if they want to drink incorrectly, they would require another bari pragofen. Sifkaton chaf alaf hatam, the reason is, the aschu daitayu melishtos od kodem kiddush. By saying, let's make Kiddush, they have been Mesiach Das, they took their minds off of drinking until they make Kiddush. V'lochein domezel la'omer kodem brichas hamozon, that's similar to one who says before benching, have one unavarich, let's bench. Once you say, let's bench, the tzarech ha'shov se'achar kach lasur levarich. Once you say, let's bench, that's already considered Mesiach Das from Yesuda, and if you want to drink, you have to make another bracha. Umikomakom al kol shel Kiddush. However, when you come to make Kiddush, now that you said, let's make Kiddush, you decide to make Kiddush, Das ha'magen Avram she'eino tzarech levarach bo'er piragofen. Like we said before, you would not have to make a new bo'er piragofen on the Kiddush before you make the bracha of Kiddush. V'yotzei ba'abracha she'berach betchilos ashtia, and you'll be yotzei with the bracha bo'er piragofen that you already made in the beginning of your drinking. Deho lo aschu daitayu mikol shel Kiddush. Because you did not take your minds off the kol shel Kiddush, b'mash amru bo'u nekadish. You said, let's make Kiddush. So your mind didn't go off the cup of Kiddush. So therefore, the bread breakoff that you made before extends through the coast of Kiddush. V'chein nira de'enu tzarech levarach gamkin al yayin sheyishta achar koshel Kiddush. Not only does that hagafen from the beginning of the Suda cover the Kiddush one, it also will cover any drinking that you want to do weiter in the Suda. T'ho lo asach daite rak me'ashtia shekodim Kiddush. Because this halacha is only telling us that by saying bo nekadish, you took your mind off any shtia before Kiddush. That would require bracha. The Kiddush itself, or beyond the Kiddush, that's still a hemshech of your original bracha. You were Mesiach Das from the Kiddush, or anything that comes afterwards. Ulefi sheyes deos harbe badinim elu, being that there are many opinions, l'gabe this halacha, roi l'chol bal nefesh lizor shelo yovo lidekach. Everyone should be careful that it shouldn't come to this. You shouldn't say bo nevarich. Gets things confusing. But the bottom line, what we seem to come out is, that you would make a bracha if you want to drink before Kiddush, but on the Kiddush you would not make a bar piragofen, and afterwards you also would not make a bar piragofen. The reason why you really shouldn't be drinking is because it was already chal on you, Kedushas Hayom. Kosavataz, the kishalo amru bo in the Kaddish. If you did not say, let's go make Kiddush, elo shehichshech, rather it got dark. If they want to go back and drink again, they don't have to go make a bracha. After aser machmashu kodem kiddush, even though again it's aser to drink them because it's before kiddush, ha'iser levad ein osa hesachadas. The fact that it's aser to drink doesn't mean that your mind went off the bracha, and therefore your brachas hanenin is still there because you didn't say bo nekadesh, and therefore it will cover the bar pragafen that would be required on the drinking right now. Let's see the Ramah now at the very end of 92 as we turn to page Mem Zayim. Adam sheshachach lekadesh ad la'achar sheberach birchas hamotzi. V'nisgar kodem sheachal. Person sits down to his Suda Friday night. He totally forgot to make Kiddush. All of a sudden he makes a hamotzi and he realizes before he eats that he didn't make Kiddush yet. So what does he do? Says Ramah, yekadesh ala pas. He made a hamotzi, the bread's in his hands. So you made a hamotzi, so finish up the bracha alapas, the kiddush alapas, and just make the bracha of kiddush. The achakach yochel, and then you should eat. Aval b'havdolah, but if a person made this mistake by havdolah, that he made a hamotzi on his malav malka before he made havdolah, yochel tchila, there you can't make havdolah on bread, so you should eat right away, so your bracha is not a bracha levatolah. Darei ein mavdil on alapas, because you can't make havdolah on bread. So by kiddush, ideally you should make kiddush on yayin. You made a mistake, you forgot about it, you made a bracha on the bread, so finish up with the bread and make kiddush on the bread. By havdolah, you don't have that eitzah. You accidentally start eating lav maka before you made havdolah, you made a hamotzi, so you can't turn it into havdolah, so just eat a little bit of bread to be chal the hamotzi, and then go back and make havdolah on the yayin. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chav Gimel, Sifkadon Chav Gimel, Kodem Sha'achal. You made the bracha of hamotzi, and then you before you ate, you realize you didn't make Kiddush. Zakta mishabura hainu kodem shetam prusas hamotzi. You realize your mistake before you tasted any bread. Dila achar shetam. If you realize your mistake after you already ate the bread, so you kadesh al yayinim yesh lalavad. If you have wine, so you yotze your hamotzi, so make Kiddush on wine the regular way. Mashenkin kodem ze, which is not the case before you ate it, tzarech lekadesh al apas. Then you have to make the Kiddush on the bread that you're about to eat, af al pi sheyesh lo yayin, even though you have wine. The im lokein ye bari pragaf and hefsek ben birchas hamotzi la'achila. Otherwise, if you're going to make a hamotzi, not eat it, and now go make kiddush, so that's going to be a hefsek between your hamotzi and your achila. Therefore, what you have to do is, after you made your hamotzi, you didn't eat yet, you make the kiddush on the bread, and then you'll eat the bread. Mio, however, tzarech lahavi lefanav od lecha mishnah. You would have to bring in front of him another lecha mishnah. V'zelo mikir hefsek. Bringing ahead the other lecha mishnah would not be considered a hefsek. To have a mitzarech suda, because this is considered a need of the suda. Kedil el besimen kuf samach zayin. Sivav, where we said you could say, feed that person, pass the salt, feed the animals, all that's not a hefsek after your hamotzi. So if you ask for another lacha mishnah afterwards, that would not be a hefsek. Now this is an interesting thing over here. You obviously had lacha mishnah in your hands because you forgot to make kiddush and you're making hamotzi, so you need a lacha mishnah. So you made lacha mishnah, you ripped apart the bread, but you already made your hamotzi on lacha mishnah. You ripped the bread. Now you have to make kiddush. So all you need is the bracha of kiddush, and the Mishnah Berurah says that you have to bring in front of him another lacha mishnah just for the kiddush, even though it's not for the hamotzi. So if you look at note 34, he points out, va'ash she'enu mevarech ata birchas hamotzi al lacham hanosaf. You're not making any more hamotzi. You made your hamotzi already. So you're bringing out to make lacha mishnah not for a hamotzi. What is this accomplishing as lacha mishnah? You already made hamotzi on a lacha mishnah. You're calling for another loaf of bread just for your bracha of kiddush, not for another hamotzi. So says the Shlomo Zalman Arbach, she'ikir din lacha mishnah, eino be'etzim ha-bracha. The ikir din of lacha mishnah is not be'etzim in the bracha of hamotzi, elodinu she'tchilas ha-suda tia b'shnei lachamim. Rather, it is at the beginning of the suda should start with two loaves of bread, zeichel amon. And because of that, since you didn't yet eat from the bread and you have to, I guess, do kiddush, the kiddush is still considered tchilas hasuda. I'm bringing out the bread just for the bracha of kiddush. That's considered lacha mishnah. Not like we would have thought that it's just for the bracha of hamotzi, because here you're yotzei lacha mishnah hamotzi. You still need a lacha mishnah for the bracha of kiddush. That's considered the haschala sasuda. And says Shlomo Zalman, you see from here that lacha mishnah is not a din in the hamotzi, but rather it's a din in the haschala sasuda, which over here is the kiddush. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Kanoch of Dalad. We said that if you realize your mistake that you forgot to make kiddush after you made your hamotzi, and you took off a piece of bread, but you didn't eat it yet. First, be mekadesh al pas. Rotzalomar sheyomar birchas asher kiddushanu. You should make the bracha of asher kiddushanu, the bracha of kiddush. Velo yomar ato vayechulu. Assuming you forgot vayechulu, don't say vayechulu now. Rak basel chasuda. You'll catch up with the vayechulu during the suda. After all, you forgot kiddush. You were making regular hamotzi. So obviously, didn't say vayechulu before. So you just made hamotzi. Now you're making kiddush. Don't go back to vayechulu now. Say it later on in the suda. V'achakach yochal. And then you could eat. So after you made the hamotzi, and then you make the kiddush on the bread, then you could eat it. V'imniskar la'achar she'ochal k'tzas. Now, if you only realize your mistake after you ate a little bit of bread, bein kishe ein lo yayin, whether you have no wine, v'omer birchas asher kiddushanu al hapas, and you're making the bracha of kiddush on the bread, o bein kishe yesh lo yayin, or whether you have wine, u'makadash al yayin, and now you're going to go make kiddush on the wine, kishe chozer le'achal as hapas, when you go back to eat the bread again, you don't have to go back and make another hamotzi. In other words, you made a hamotzi, you ate a piece of bread, and now you realize how to make kiddush. So whether you can now go make kiddush on wine and then eat more bread, or you can make kiddush on bread again, you do not need another hamotzi either way. Look at the Shaar Tzion Oslam and Aleph. This is the Taz. A Taz kosov de bazel kuli al mamodin de ain tzarach levarach shenis hamotzi. Everyone agrees in this case you won't need another hamotzi. Look at note 36. Even though we just learned in Sif Dalad that one who started his suda on Friday before Shabbos, you stopped your suda in the middle when Shabbos came in to make kiddush on wine. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin over there, like we just learned, there was a shita that says the kiddush is a hefsek and you need another hamotzi afterwards. But bir atah shekan over here, kevan shelo hishtana hazman beemtza suda. Since there was no change in time during the suda, einu tzarach lachzu levarach lachol adeos. No one says you have to go back. In other words, in Sif Dalet, it became Shabbos in the middle of your suda. There's an opinion that says when you make kiddush now, so you need a new hamotzi because not only did you have kiddush that's mafsik, but now it's a new time. Now it's Shabbos. Now it's dark outside already. Mashaket over here, you didn't make kiddush at a time when it became dark. You made the kiddush earlier, let's say. You made kiddush earlier on, and you ate the bread before the kiddush by accident, and now you're making kiddush again, eating the bread again. So no time frame changed from the first time you ate the bread, the second time you ate on the bread, and therefore, even though if you had a kiddush mafsik, zok the taz, everyone would agree, you don't need another bracha. But the Shaar Tzion continues and says, that's only the taz. The Primogodim kosav de ladas ha-magen avroam, talya zeba plukta. The Primogodim says, according to the magen avroam, this would actually be a machlokas. According to the first opinion, like we just heard in Sif Dalid, even in this case, you'd have to make another hamotzi. If you make kiddush on the wine, that's a hefsek. If you eat bread afterwards, you need another hamotzi. That shita would be consistent over here, unlike the Taz. The kiddush have a hefsek. The chen hiskim amay Mordechai. Ula halacha zok to sharatzil na halacha in afkamina. It doesn't matter. Why? The kfar leel b'sevdalad gufa pasko achronim kayesh omrim. We just brought down, if you remember, the end of the mishavura by sevdalad, that since it's saved brachas lakel, we go with the yesh omrim that you don't have to make a bracha. So the bottom line is, you don't have to make a bracha, but it's a machlokas, the Taz, and the way the Prima Gemara says Magen Avram, would everyone have agree over here, you don't need another bracha, or would it be a machlokas? But either way, we come out to be knowing not to make another bracha over here, just like we did in Sif Dalad. Let's finish up the Mishabura. The last Mishabura is Sif Kadon Chavav. That's going on that which the Ramah said, that even though by Kiddush, if you mistakenly said Hamotzi before Kiddush, continue with your Kiddush on the bread, but by Havdalah, where there's no Havdalah on bread, if you made a Hamotzi, you have to make Havdalah on the wine. And you should drink, eat some bread first so the Hamotzi can be chal, and then you'll make Havdalah on the wine afterwards. Zakta Mishavura Chavav. Yochal Tchilo, you should eat right away first. Pirish Prusas Hamotzi. Eat the Hamotzi right away. Kedei Shelo Tia Abracha Levatala. So your Bracha of Hamotzi should not be Abracha Levatala. The Achar Kach Tzorach Lahafsiku Lahavdil. Then you have to stop your Mlav Malka in the middle and you have to make Havdalah. The Ayin Mashakasa of Magen Avram Bereish Simon Reish Tzadi Tes. Look in the Magen Avram that we'll see later. Dilah Poskim Havdalah the Rabbanon. Those who hold that Havdalah is only a mitzvah the Rabbanon, ain't Tzarech Lahafsik. You wouldn't even have to be Mafsik your Mlav Malka in the middle to make Havdalah. Elogomer Suudaso Viachakach Mavdil. Rather, you can finish your Suda and afterwards you can make Havdalah, because for a mitzvah the Rabbanon, even if you started Bis, you don't have to be Mafsik, and therefore you started eating Mlav Malka already, and Havdalah is only a mitzvah the Rabbanon, according to those opinions, you would not have to stop. You can finish Mlav Malka and make Havdalah afterwards. We'll stop here and we'll continue with Sivav and Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.